Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 20, Handle the Little Things. Today's focus scripture is taken from Luke 16:10, which reads, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is also unjust also in much." There is an old song lyric which says that little things mean a lot. That is true in so many things in life, especially when it comes to your Christian weight loss goals. Back when I was 240 pounds, I had a habit of ignoring little things. Procrastination was my best friend. I would let bills pile up. Then when I would look at them, I'd discover they were past due, so I had to pay expensive late fees on top of what I already owed. I also ignored the state of my house. I let clothes pile up until they overflowed my clothes basket. It was only when I had to step over the clothes to get to the basket that I would deal with them. I let dishes pile up in the sink until the kitchen looked like a tornado had gone through it. Only when the mess was so severe that I couldn't ignore it anymore did I deal with it. I had clutter everywhere. Desk piled high with paper so that I had to dig through to find important documents. Only when I became so frustrated that I couldn't deal with the pile any longer did I deal with it. As I mentioned in yesterday's post, this chaotic way of living was only a reflection of the emotional chaos inside of me. Most telling of all was how I ignored myself. The only self-care I allowed myself was to eat. And soon this little thing became a big issue in the excess weight it caused me to gain. Only when I had a severe chest pain and thought I was going to die did I make up my mind that I was going to deal with the excess weight permanently. Do you see a pattern here? When God woke me up as to what was going on inside of me and began to heal my emotional pain, He showed me how important taking care of little things are. He showed me how even taking small steps to improve my life makes a big difference over time, as long as I took them every day. Consistency is the key. So today, now that I have lost the 85 pounds and have reached the perfect weight for me, I really strive to take care of the little things in my life. I pay my bills on time so that I don't have to give those businesses more money than necessary. I wash the dishes so they don't pile up in the sink. I wash clothes regularly, fold and iron them either the day of washing or the day after so they don't pile up. I won't say doing those things is always pleasant, but taking care of them when they are small is a lot easier than having to deal with them when they become a big pile. Reminding myself of that fact is often enough to spur me to action. And I no longer ignore myself either. I take time for stretching, hot baths, candles, soothing music, hobbies, exercise, and other forms of self-care. I still like to eat, but it no longer has the significance in my life that it once did. And I make sure that most of all, what I eat not only tastes good, but builds my health too. My life is so much easier now, and I have much less stress. Think about how you are living. Is your life in order? Are you handling the little things before they grow into a big mess? In the focus scripture of the day, Jesus had just taught the parable of the unjust steward. This steward had not managed his master's resources well and had to give an account of his stewardship to him. Everything that we have belongs to God, including our bodies. Someday we will have to give account to him on how we use the resources he gave us, whether we use them wisely or unwisely. God watches how we use our earthly resources to determine whether to entrust us with more. So if you want bigger rewards in life, then start handling the little things you deal with on a daily basis faithfully in all areas. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.